CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese ambassador to Ghana, Gong Jianzhong, has urged nationals involved in illegal mining in the West African country to go back to their home country as soon as possible. Gong Jianzhong told Xinhua that the government is highly concerned with the Chinese nationals involved in illegal mining in Ghana and is determined to join his Ghanaian counterpart to find ways to settle the problem. Many foreign nationals, including hundreds of Chinese workers engaging in illegal mining, were arrested in the crackdown early this month by Ghanaian security forces. Calling on the nationals to return as soon as possible, the ambassador warned of risks if otherwise. Tropical storm Babinka has disrupted 147 flights and left more than 8,000 passengers stranded in the airport after it hit coastal regions in South China Saturday noon. As of Saturday night, 110 inbound and outbound flights were canceled and 37 others delayed, affecting 8,200 passengers. About 6,400 passengers were arranged to stay in local hotels. Babinka, the first tropical storm of the year, made landfall in Tanman Township of Qinghai City in Hainan on Saturday. An emergency response system is in effect, and rescue ships have been deployed to ensure safety in nearby waters. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says future talks on nuclear arms reductions would involve all countries that possess nuclear weapons. He says when deciding on further nuclear cuts, Russia would take into account the U.S. missile shield plan in Europe. Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi says Iran will not allow any foreign country to decide for the Syrians. Salehi said this hours after a meeting in Doha, Qatar pledged to arm the Syrian rebels. He said Iran is against arming the Syrian opposition groups, as such a move will prolong the crisis, sabotage and bloodshed. This is CRI News. Up to 15 worshippers were killed and 30 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack north of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad on Saturday. A police source says a suicide bomber blew himself up in a Shiite mosque on Saturday evening in the Tash area, 20 kilometers north of Baghdad. Earlier in the day, 9 people were killed in separate shootings and bombings in northern and central Iraq. About 5,000 protesters clashed with about 2,000 policemen in downtown Istanbul in Turkey on Saturday evening. An eyewitness told Xinhua that police used water cannons to disperse thousands of protesters gathering in Taksim Square. While some protesters started to leave the square, others regrouped at the Istiklal Avenue, which intersects with Taksim Square. Amid the 3-week-long demonstrations, the Taksim Solidarity Platform has demanded the fulfillment of their conditions put forward during talks with the government. Indian authorities have evacuated a total of 70,000 people from flood-ravaged areas in the northern state of Uttarakhand, while 22,000 remain stranded and official death toll attained 680. Rescue operation is racing against time, as weather forecast says rain will return to Uttarakhand by Monday or Tuesday, which might hamper the work of rescuers and soldiers. Police in northeast China's Heilongjiang province have arrested 251 people after they were found to have been involved in drug trafficking. An official with the Provincial Public Security Bureau says some 16.5 kilograms of methamphetamine and more than 5,500 methamphetamine tablets were seized by police during the 2-year-long campaign. The Chinese language class has been officially launched at the African Union. The Pan-African blog quotes a representative of the Confucius Institute as saying that launching the Chinese language programs at the AU is very significant, as it will open new windows for Africans to learn and know the Chinese culture. China's high-speed rail will start a summer discount for business cabins, state cabins, and first-class seats on certain railway lines. It is the first time for the high-speed rail discount to cover first-class tickets, but second-class ones, the hard-to-get tickets for some popular lines, are still excluded from this round of special offer. According to China Railway Corporation, the discount, starting July 10th through August 31st, and with variable rates of up to 20%, is implemented to adapt to market demand. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.